At Hastings High School, their spring sports season also ended with a trip to the state tournament. And the athlete moving on to state was senior pole vaulter Molly Vaughn. And she joined us for the Hastings Coaches Show this past Saturday to talk a bit about her experience moving on to state and what's to come for the now former Raider. Vaughn first on the fun of qualifying for the state meet and all the experiences that go along with it.
It was an incredible moment to be able to go to the state meet. It's not something I anticipated from where I started in seventh grade, but it was a really incredible feeling just to be able to go.
There's no doubt that pole vault has a bit of fear factor to it, and I wanted to ask Vaughn what drew her to that particular sport as she came into high school track and field in seventh grade.
I was a diver for the swim and dive team, and I had a friend, Emily Weldon, who said I should come up and try it. And she brought me up, talked to Sand Camp and Francis, and they agreed to let me come try it. And ever since, I fell in love with the sport. I liked that it was an independent sport and that you're turning upside down and you kind of get to fly in the air. And it reminded me of diving, and it's just something I really wanted to try out. I saw some older vaulters doing it when I was in middle school, and we went to track meets at the high school, and I always thought that just looked so cool.
And as we've talked about in previous sports updates, Vaughn set the school record in girls' pole vault with a 10-3 score, moving her on to the state meet. And you know it takes a ton of hard work and technique training to get it down.
Well, my coach, Dennis Francis, he was instrumental to my success over the years. He always pushed me to get better, and he understood the mental part of vaulting as well, which can be the hardest part of the sport. And my sister and I took some training off season to get me ready for this year, to really give it all my last year and try to get the record for myself.
It was also a family affair for the Vaughns, as Molly had one of her sisters helping her the whole way through.
My sister has been very supportive of everything. She was a sprinter and always came and watched me, and she was there for my section meet the whole time. We both took up a few training sessions at a gym in town, and she went through them all with me, and just to help me get stronger and get to where I wanted to go.
It also helps to have very supportive parents at home.
Yeah, my parents have been incredibly supportive, and they have offered to come to every track meet and sign me up for winter vaulting at the U of M, and my dad cheers me on with the Raider Pride song when I come home. My mom always just cheers me on every time I reach a new milestone, and they're really great to have during sport like pole vaulting.
For Vaughn and the rest of the Raiders, it was just nice to have a complete season after losing the entire 2020 campaign due to COVID.
Yeah, after losing a year, my teammate and I, Carlina Gathright, who vaults with me, we both came in with some struggles because pole vaulting's so technical, to really get back and remember where we are, what everything goes into it. And so obviously we wanted to make everything count, and that put some more pressure on. And it was great to be back. We really enjoyed every minute of it. After a few meets, and then as practice went on and they started lifting the mask mandate, that's when you're starting to think, oh, this is normal. And while we're back as a team, we get to recreate our little family out there.
They might not have had as many meets as they would have liked to during this 2021 season, but the Raiders and Vaughn treated every single practice like a meet, and that helped them improve throughout the year, especially Vaughn in setting the school record in pole vault.
Well, we started putting up a bar and treating every practice like a meet, and eventually that helped us. My favorite part of the season was probably just one week near the end, every single one of us on the pole vault had a PR when we ran one of those days like a meet.
Again, as we mentioned, Vaughn came up to varsity track and field as a seventh grader, and she had so many wonderful Raider role models to look up to. But now this year, as a senior, and after a missed season, she was the upperclassman being looked up to by so many younger Raiders. I asked Vaughn what the transition to a leader was like this spring.
Yeah, that was a strange change for me, as people starting out for the first time this year asking me for advice on what they could do differently or to help them. And it's just something I wasn't used to before, because there's always been, you know, people I always ask, what can I do better? How can I do this differently?
Now we move on to the sectional meet for Vaughn, where she set the school record at 10-3, moving her on to her first ever state meet in her senior season.
Yeah, walking into sections, I was ready to really give it my all, put everything I had into it. I expected it to be maybe my last meet, so I wanted to make it count. Getting there and starting to participate, it was a perfect meet for me with meeting all of my jumps on the first attempt, and it was great. I had my teammate Carlina and my coach Francis who were jumping up and down when I finally broke that record, and I wanted to go in and really attempt to break it like my freshman year where I had tied the record.
Vaughn on the experience of finding out she was moving on to the state meet.
Oh, well, there was a few of us left after I hit that jump. I was mainly excited because of finally getting that new PR on the books. And then once the last girl had gone, my coach was giving me advice, and he waited till she finished, and he's like, "You're second, you're going to state."
Vaughn on the honor that is breaking a school record in track and field.
Yeah, the school record has always been a goal of mine. When I was a diver, I was always after that record. And then when I stepped into pole vaulting, I saw that. And once I hit 10 feet, I was like, okay, I want it. And I was going to go after it. And then my dad had told me that we're the first Vaughn on the wall. So that really was a pretty cool feeling.
Vaughn on her one shining moment in the state meet.
I was very intimidated. Everything was very serious, more than I'd ever experienced. So, you know, waiting outside of the gate, people being let in at a certain time, and you have to wait out there and get the numbers and the papers and all that. It was very intimidating. The competition, it got a little difficult with the bus being stalled in the traffic. So our warm-ups, we started, and then I was doing okay then. And then we took a break to wait for the rest of the bus. And that's when I started to get really nervous and just waiting for my turn and my name to be called. But all the girls there were super nice, and they were all supportive. Even when I missed jumps, they told me, "You got this. You can do this. Don't worry about it."